This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam welcome back to another episode to my daughter from the heart to heart congratulations my dear you're married now I'm happy for you I do have some reservations it's very difficult to take but it's the sunnah of life it is a debt I had to repay I remember saying the same thing to my father-in-law that I will take care of your daughter. It's time for us to fulfill that. And the life goes on. Now, my dear daughter and my dear son-in-law, I have a few final advice for you to finish the 4x4. You're together now in one home, in one house that you're going to turn it into a home. So let's talk about that theories that we talked about of the last four. Understanding that I talked about the three out of the four, now the final four is simple. First one is the boat theory. The boat theory, my brothers and my sisters, is marriage is like a boat, a safety boat. In the ocean of life, my dear son-in-law and my dear daughter, I want you to think that this boat is the boat that will save you from this fitna of life. And always have on your GPS, Jannah, you'll find Quran and Sunnah to guide you to Jannah. And you know what they are? These are your oars. Without these oars, there is no direction. You'll be lost at sea. You will need a shura, a sail. Your sail has to be Islam. Islam is the one that will give you the wind in your sail. Without that wind, you will definitely go nowhere. The boat is dead in the water. The fuel has to be taqwa because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila told us that. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Understanding, my dear brothers and sisters, is that is the key for success in this life and hereafter. So, oh my daughter, taqwa is your fuel and understanding that will be the saving factor in this life. So taqwa is piety. Is that how you deal with one another will show your piety. That's your first. Your second is your thread theory. Marriage is like a thread. A thread is held between the both of you. If you both pull at the same time, it will break. My dear son-in-law, I'm telling you, and I'll cut to the chase. My daughter is going to pull. She's a tough cookie. She's an alpha. I know you're an alpha too. But may Allah help you. She's going to pull, just a matter of time. When she pulls, you let go. Why? Because you the man. Who the man? You the man. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, لَيْسَ الْقَوِيِّ بِالصَّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الْقَوِيِّ مَنْ تَمَلَّكَ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ The strong one is not the one that beats things up, but the strong one is the one that controls his rage at the time of anger. So you the man. My dear daughter, if he the man, who the queen? You the queen. I don't mean drama queen. You the queen. Your Highness, you're going to be living with your husband in your castle. In every castle, my dear daughter, how many kings are there? I hope you said one. You're right. It has to be only one king in every castle. Have you ever heard of two kings in one castle? Impossible. They'll kill each other. As a matter of fact, the hadith says, La'an Allah. Allah curses women who act like men and men act like women. You know why? Because a man does not want to marry another man. A man wants to marry a woe man. So you need to woe this man. And my dear son-in-law, how many queens? If you say four, I'll shoot you right now. I got your back, man. I'm just saying, we'll talk privately some other time, inshallah. Habibi, my dear beloved son-in-law, know that number one on your list is respect. Number one on her list is actually love. But respect is earned, my dear son-in-law. And respect is not granted. So if you don't look after the family and the well-being of the family, you will be another male figure. Allah does not talk about male. لَفِيهَا رِجَالٍ talks about men. So be the man like I expect you to be. And you never let me down. And you never will, inshallah. My dear daughter, love is the same. Now, my advice to you is be a first-class lady and don't try to be a second-class man. Why would you? I already told you that you're raised three times higher than us as a mother and a father. So stay up there where you belong. Don't come down to us. Understanding that fact and knowing that the computer theory is vital in understanding what it's about. Computer theory is simple. When I give you a computer and I don't teach you how, and I ask you, how do you like your computer? Say, I'm frustrated. I don't know how to use this computer. Take it away. I'll take it away. And then I tell you, take a course how to use the computers. I'll give you the same computer back, ask you the same question. How do you like your computer? Say, I can't live without it. What's the difference? You understood the language of the computer. So, my dear son-in-law, I want you to look at her as Mac, and my dear daughter, I want you to look at him as Microsoft. You don't speak the same language. Hence, men from Mecca, women from Medina. I'm going to give you a few secrets. There's quite a few, but I'm going to give you a few. The first secret is that men prove themselves from what they produce. According to Dr. Jassim Mutawwar, Hafidhahullah, he says, now there are men that actually belong to the origin. So it's going to be a little bit philosophical, but if you understand it a little bit later, you will make sense, inshallah. So a man provides, and he thinks that I'm the man. I feel like a man because I provide, I protect, and so on. So he says the beginning of the creation has a lot to do with how we feel. For example, Adam, alayhi salam, was created from dust. So the origin of Adam is dust. And Adam is part of the origin, which is dust. And we learn that the juz yahunnu ila al-asl, meaning the part longs to go back to its origin. So Adam wants to go back to dust, and dust, ramzul amal, the symbol of work. So a man finds himself at work. So my dear daughter, don't complain if he goes to work. He's doing this for you. And I understand that you created from a rib or a soul. I'm not going to go into that for now, but for the sake of argument, you were created for him, from him. Amazing, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Now I understand that if you want to go back to your origin, and the origin wants to go back from the part to the origin, we have a little bit of a concern. You know, that's why when you put your head on his chest, you'll feel complete, and so will he. So please note that if your wife, my dear son-in-law, if my daughter comes to you and says, you don't love me anymore, and you freak out, and then, my daughter, you will hear this. You will hear, how could you say that? What do you mean I don't love you? What about the ring you're wearing? What about the dress you have? What about the car you're driving? What about the house we're in? What language is he speaking? The language of the man produces understanding that, making sure you understand that the man proves himself through that. But a woman indeed doesn't speak that language, my dear son-in-law, so please make sure you speak in her language. Now, I understand there's a lot to cover. Number two on the list is men are physically based and women are emotionally based. What does that mean? It actually means that a woman will learn to be attracted to the men they love. And a man will learn to love the woman they're attracted to. So be patient with one another. Remember, you said you're in love before marriage. You were infatuated, you were in lust with one another, but love comes after marriage, after the difficulties, the ups and downs, the hardship, and you're still looking at each other, holding on to one another, and still smiling after everything. That is love, not before. So don't be fooled. You understand. So it is extremely important to understand, my dear daughter, that 89% of men want to get married because of intimate relations. So don't ever belittle it. I'm going to talk about it in the duties and rights a little bit later, but at least now, understand the person in front of you. And my dear daughter, know the North Pole and the South Pole. Women are an emotional bag. You have to invest. Indeed, we have to say a few things. Yes. You know, when you say, I love you, honey, some of us have difficulties saying that. They usually say, train yourself. I know you the man. You can do it. Say, I love you, honey. You don't have to say, I love you. You can give her a post, a text, a hug, a kiss, a touch, a flower, a chocolate, a poem. And remember, it will come back to you because you will withdraw, whether you like it or not. Just don't go in the red. Stay in the green. You understand, my dear daughter, that remember, it is the difference that makes us different. So we celebrate our differences. So if you want to go in the South Pole, my dear son, you go to the North Pole through her heart. And my dear daughter, if you want to go to the North Pole for your heart, you have to also look after your husband. You don't take advantage of one another, but you help one another. We're there as a team. The I captain is gone. That boat is sailed. That boat is gone. But it's us, we, and ours now. So please make sure you look after one another. Number three on the list is you have to have a common hobby. Because I want you to be a best friend that's a lover. And that's the success rate. If your wife or your husband is a best friend, you have a long, healthy, righteous life. Because no matter what, intimate relations will only last for whatever. But indeed, friendship will last. So please make sure you have a common hobby. My dear daughter, learn about your husband's hobby and share it with him. Whether it's sports, politics, doesn't matter. His job, whatever it is, learn about it, talk about it. And my dear son-in-law, I know, you came to me asking how to win her over. I told you horses. And you swept her off your feet. You did good job, my son. You took her on the horse. Literally, you took her on the horse on the wedding day. Smart kid you are, mashallah. I'm so proud. So if that's the case, I feel sorry for you, but you do what you gotta do. My motto is whatever it takes. So if you have a common hobby, you'll be happy together. Best friend that's a lover, exactly what it is. Number four, women love men who listen. Yeah, good luck with that. Because men, we have a selective hearing. Unfortunately, we don't listen very well. So, my dear daughter, if you want to talk to your husband, please make sure you have a square shoulders, eye contact. He makes sure that he doesn't have the cell phone, a laptop, distracted, watching his favorite, whatever. You make sure and repeat things. Confirm that he hears you. And this is how you get it. Please don't take it for granted. So communication is a key. And that's exactly what we do. So my dear son-in-law, if my daughter comes to you crying, and she will, she has a fast tear, like her father, emotional-based indeed. She will come to you and complain one day. And if you stop her in the middle of that conversation, thanks for playing, thanks for coming out. Listen to me, son, I know her well. Let her vent. Don't go against her at this point. Bad news. And don't stop her, because if you stop her, she's going to repeat the story from all the way to the beginning, again and again. I feel your pain. So remember, women are not looking for a Superman. I'm here to save my damsel. But they're just looking for someone to listen. So please, just listen. Here, I'm here for you. That's all they're looking for. Number five on the list. We use the left side of the brain and women use the right side of the brain. So women more and more emotional. They have the fantasy there. Fantasize about this, that, the colors and all of these beautiful HR and PR things. And then we make decision numbers and all of that. So please make sure you understand that we are different. Different in a way that we are going to understand the strength and weakness of one another and build upon one another. So you understand how the process makes it. How we actually look at one another and look for excuses from one another, because that's the basis how Allah makes it. So if they use the right side of the brain, well, they can multitask because there's a valve between the two sides of that. Women have a larger valve than us, so they can go back and forth. Us, poor men, we don't have a very large valve, so it's very difficult for us to transfer from that left to the right. So we can't multitask as much. Obviously, it's an issue, so you have to give us a break. Where you can, we can't. So please, make sure. We can do one thing at a time. So give us a break. Have to understand that part of our lives in order for you to be able to live happily, inshallah. The last one I have on my list, inshallah, is women look at the specifics and men look at the general picture. What does that mean? You know, if you go home, my dear son, and you're asking, hey, honey, do we have food? She's going to tell you we have 3 chicken, 5 fish, 5 goat, and 4 rabbits, and 5 eggs, and whatever is lamb. And men, we don't want to hear all this. We just want to hear, do we have food? Yes or no? You know what that means? I need to know if I'm going to live or die. Do I stay home to eat? Do I go outside to eat something so I can survive? So please, my dear daughter, do not overwhelm this poor man with information. Speak to him in his language. And my dear son, when you speak to her, you better do your homework. You know what that means? If she cooks a nice meal for you, don't just eat it and go, oh, that was good. No, you have to go in specific and say, honey, I love the food. Beautiful. You did an amazing job. I really appreciate the time you put in the kitchen. I love the way you put the fork on the outside and the knife on the inside. Emily Post, we'd be proud of you. And that beautiful swan that you have as the handkerchief is amazing. Not only that, look at how beautiful the steak is made, crisp from the outside, yet tender from the inside. The garnish, the color coordination is beautiful. And that gravy runs down like a beautiful river, which I remember. And the juice complements it so beautifully. Mwah, magnifique. Compliments the chef. That means you're going to eat again. And if your wife looks good for you and you hear things in the bathroom, you can't say, just go, huh? Oh, you're going to say, be still my beating heart. Even those flowers pale beside your beauty. Look at your beautiful hair. I remember the first day I saw you. These beautiful eyes that made magic, that turned my heart into frail. You will always say those beautiful strawberry lips. Go into specific, my dear son-in-law. You will melt in her hand and so will get you. You will get her too. And that's what I say. Please understand the language of each other so you'll be happy in this life and the hereafter. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah anna khayra. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.